Yes, it's just finished here at Murray, and it's Bray Wanderers 2, Finn Harps 2, and both sets of players looking somewhat dejected. It was a result that neither team really wanted, because a victory for Bray would have guaranteed a playoff spot for them. Harps, well, they're still in with an outside chance of a playoff spot. But as things stand, Finn Harps have 2 games left at home to Wexford on Monday, then this day week against Treaty United. Quite simply, they have to win them both. That could put them on to 52 points. That's the most that they can get. Bray, in their last game, are away to Cove Ramblers, and a point may well be enough for Bray down there, because they have a much superior goal difference. They're plus 10, Finn Harps are minus 1, so if Bray win or draw, well, a win would guarantee them the playoff spot. So, as things stand, Cork City are the champions of Division 1. UCD and Athlone, they are going to be in the playoffs, as are Wexford, who beat Kerry tonight by 4 goals to nil. What's left is, will it be Bray, will it be Finn Harps, and the odds are firmly in favour of Bray. But both sets of fans giving their teams a round of applause, richly deserved. It was a cracking contest from the word go. Both teams really went at it. Bray dominated the first 35 minutes. They created 7 or 8 really good chances. Oisin Cooney in goals for Finn Harps, back from international duty with the Republic of Ireland under 19 side. Well, he had a stormer in that first half, made a string of fine saves to keep his side in the game. Then, against the run of play on 36 minutes, Sean Patton, a delightful ball through for Harps captain Tony McNamee to run on to, and he slotted it past James Corcoran. And indeed, Harps had a chance through success Eldrigan to get a second before the break. However, early in the second half, 47 minutes on the clock, Zach Nolan beating the ball through to Christian Magarusson, and he surged into the box and crossed for Guillermo Almiral, whose shot was stopped initially by Cooney, but the Harps keeper couldn't prevent the ball from going over the line. So one apiece and all to play for again. Harps restored the lead in 72 minutes when they had a penalty. Odegaard taken down by Zach Nolan inside the box. Referee Martin pointed to the spot instantly, and Odegaard dispatched it into the back of the net. But Bray drew level again on 75 minutes. Shane Griffin latching onto a through ball, and the Harps defence were caught out, and he blasted it home, much to the delight of the home fans in the attendance of more than 1,300. There were chances at either end after that, but it's finished all square. It finished Bray Wanderers 2, Finn Harps 2, so Harps still in with an outside chance of reaching the playoffs.